From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to begin this hour with a story that's still developing, the bombings in the Egyptian resort of Dahab. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has called them a wicked terrorist act, according to the Egyptian state news agency. President Bush has denounced the explosions as a heinous act against innocent civilians. At this point, at least 22 people are reported dead and more than 150 wounded. Three explosions shook the center part of Dahab, which is on the Sinai Peninsula along the Gulf of Aqaba. And we're joined now by Peter Erickson, who operates Island Divers in Dahab. And I'd like you to describe what happened today.
Well, me and my family, we left the dive center for having dinner together, and we went down to the China restaurant, who is the last restaurant in front of the bridge where the first bomb exploded. And we just finished our dinner. I didn't realize actually what's happened, because everything gets yellow and orange and very, very hot. And then the explosion come, and I threw myself over Lotta and down on the floor and under the table, and then we heard the third bomb. And we were talking to Sam Steele from England and Birgit Hauenstein from Switzerland. They were standing at our table, and both are badly wounded.
Really? Tell us what kind of people typically visit Dahab. From what countries do they come?
From all over the world. We have Americans. We have a lot of people from New Zealand, Australia, all Europe, Russia, and Scandinavian, of course, and England.
You're originally from Sweden, yourself.
Yes, I am.
Did people in Dahab, did you, for example, expect that there might be an explosion, as there have been attacks on various Egyptian resorts that attract international clientele?
No, actually not, because Dahab is a Bedouin community. It is a very, very small resort compared to Sharm el-Sheikh and Hurghada and the bigger ones.
Other places that have been targets of attacks are much bigger, you say?
Yeah.
I'm told that these are school holidays in Egypt this week. This is a time when there are many Egyptians who are traveling all around the country.
Yep.
Were there Egyptians in the hotels in Dahab?
Yes, there is a lot of Egyptians in the hotels in Dahab, and also the two people I saw outside the hotel when I tried to help Brigitte, they were both dead, and they were Egyptian.
Egyptian victims of the bombing.
Yeah.
What do you hear about the extent of the damage? How many people were actually hit by the bombs?
For about 1.5 hours ago at the dive center, I checked in the Egyptian television, and then it was 30 dead and over 100 wounded. So I don't know exactly.
Are there sufficient medical facilities there to treat more than 100 wounded people?
No. No. We have a hospital in Dahab, but it's not large enough, and it doesn't have the facilities needed. I mean, both Sam and Brigitte was badly wounded, and they need at least go to Sharm el-Sheikh, and Brigitte probably has to fly to Cairo.
It sounds like a simply horrible experience that you and your family and your friends
left
today.
Well, I saw Harrison's Flower, and I didn't like what I saw, and I saw the scenes again today.
Well, Mr. Erickson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Peter Erickson runs a recreational diving company in Dahab, Egypt.